This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Today's episode is brought to you by Fox and Stallion. Fox and Stallion is a Victorian mystery comedy fiction podcast about the best detective team on Baker Street. No, not that one. Season 2 will be airing in 2024 and is currently crowdfunding through May 1st. They have stickers, personalized in-universe thank you letters with wax seal, calligraphy, and all of it, and even a tier where they solve a mystery that you send them. They do want me to note Fox and Stallion cannot guarantee the solving of any mysteries, but they will try their absolute hardest for 3 to 5 audio minutes. This show also has everything you could want. Jewel heists, asexual detectives, lavender marriages, and a really old cat. You can find and listen to Fox and Stallion anywhere you listen to podcasts or on their website, 224bbaker.com. That's 224bbaker.com.
This episode of Our Fair City is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Please enjoy the show.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
There are many types of recordings in HeartLife's vast surveillance network. A large number of these holdings cover the meeting, a gathering of policies, each working in their specified role to fulfill an agenda, delegate workload, allocate follow-up, and occasionally to celebrate office victories with an allotment of baked goods, coffee, and corporate cheer. The meeting exists to hold each other accountable to one of the most glorious notions of our company, that no policy stands alone. Even our directors are not singular and see fit to cooperate with each other for the betterment of you and me. Which is why what the Hendersonians and their merry band of incompetents did stings all the more, listener. With the managers held hostage by Edward Davenport, you can only imagine how policies scrambled to eat, ventilate, and communicate in those dread, unsupervised days. But Clear Skies Tim formulated an idea, a spark, that swelled into the flame that consumed Heart Life, setting up in the biggest boardroom they could find. These liminals took the meeting public. They turned it into something foul, dangerous, representational.
We've got a full house of folks here, so everybody stand by your department head for roll call. And no gag names this time. Veronica, Secretary of the Interior.
EC, Tim.
Grayson, Head of Maintenance and Construction.
Here.
Hopper, Head of Security and...
Tell him what I drew.
Hopper.
Oh, don't make your face up like that. It's funny. Come on.
Please don't draw on the forms, Hopper. And this is gross. Okay, is that everybody?
No Andrew, or scientists yet, and a couple of folks from water and lights are getting dewormed.
Okay, let's get started. Agenda item number 1, food stores. Hopper?
Let me tell you a tale. The Stormhawks. mighty, brave beaters of Tower Watch are nobly guarding the last of the Heart Life rations, fairly and carefully meeting the needs of each woman, man, and child.
The short version, please. The ventilation is sputtering, and we've got a lot of degassing to do on 5.
Huh. Despite our pro-management, we'll be out of Hard Life Grub in 2 weeks. But so long as the mighty, wise Stormhawks keep soldering away on the farm's water wheel...
I got it. Must be the scientists.
Hopefully without more meat wall the second samples this time. Nothing should have that many eyes.
It's Valentine.
What'd I say at the first meeting about bringing weapons?
We ain't got weapons. This here's just, diplomacy.
But we have a truce.
Truce is just the nice word for the part before the whooping starts again.
We are not gonna be the ones to start another skirmish. We agreed. Now, if he wants to have a peaceful talk, then we should talk.
Good morning.
Apologies for the door.
Let the braining begin. Get him!
Yes. Come get them.
Go! You have poor control over your people.
Yeah, well, some of yours don't seem too cooperative neither.
Chamberlain.
You're supposed to be up on the 8th floor. You weren't invited.
We were informed by these tasteful official flyers that there would be a meeting.
Oh, what is that?
Hopper, you are off publications.
Per clause B165.HR, a company representative must be present at all meetings.
The company way ain't our way no more. You see any clauses around here?
Huh? I do. Right there, on the wrapper of that pilfered algae bar you're eating.
Huh?
What's it say?
It says Valentine is the biggest tub of sleet scum ever to walk a tunnel. And a big man, too, parading around with 4 guards in this creep.
The remaining agents of Street Safe, Tower Watch, and MURDER are now under my jurisdiction. Agent Chamberlain included, as a temporary assignment to Tower Watch. I think we'll find that their presence will keep the discussion civil. So, shall we?
Hopper, please. Great. Good. So the agenda. Okay, in terms of getting the
I would like to offer a proposition.
Whoa, Tim's talking here.
Order in the boardroom. It ain't your turn to talk.
You don't have the talk tube.
That's right. Tim drew the short coffee stirrer, so he's meeting president.
15,852.
Chamberlain, be still. I am not here to discuss frivolities and fake titles. I am here to represent the company's interests. It is in the company's interest not only to ensure the lives of all policies, but...
If you're gonna butt in, you may as well say it direct. Or we could all just be quiet and scooch away from Chamberlain.
Direct, then. The policies above level 8 are starving. Access to the algae fields in the tunnels is cut off. Heat signatures recorded by surveillance suggest that you've constructed an algae site. And so I'm requesting supplies.
They want food. He's begging for food.
Oh, that's rich.
So that we don't have another bloody riot on our hands.
Riot that you started?
Yeah!
Step back, you traitorous scum.
Oh, you wanna dance, tough guy?
Shove it, Valentine!
Stand down!
Quit it! Chamberlain!
Chamberlain, enough!
You told me not to shoot. I didn't.
I would prefer not to requisition anything. In the absence of orders from the board, we are forced to work together. I will keep my officers and the rest of the tower calm and reasonable if you can provide food. Here is how much will be needed.
I don't see why we should give them a single cruller. I didn't see the directors handing out algae bars while we all starve.
You were cared for as the board mandated. You have your lives and you should be grateful. But what of the other policies? The technicians, the paper pushers, the designers? Are only the policies and overalls and muck boots good enough to feed?
Oh, this is great. Let's see you beg for each pack of algae. See where all your fancy clauses get you? We hold your lives in our mitts. Right, Tim?
Fine. When the farm is up and running, we'll share the harvest.
Oh. Tim!
Good. But we need rations now.
Hopper, you write up an order for half of what we got.
You can't be serious. You can't be serious!
And in exchange, Valentine here will be providing us with proper electrical cording, at least 50 high-intensity photosynthesis bulbs, a full-service repair deck for the lightning rigs, and a personal and corporate guarantee that we won't be interfered with by Heartlife's strong arms on any of our floors.
And a new pencil. He broke one of ours.
And a new pencil.
Then it's settled. Officer Franklin, make the arrangements.
Yes, sir, right away.
Tim, we ain't gonna stand for this. It's a robbery.
No, it's diplomacy. And good sense, besides. We've barely got enough forks to eat with. Do you really think we're going to be manufacturing high-intensity aquatic lighting anytime soon?
No.
Thank you, Veronica. So, let's decide on how we decide.
Survey.
Huh?
Everyone who wants to do what Tim proposed, say aye, and I'll count you. All in favor, say aye.
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 If you don't want to do it, say nay.
Shove it up your tailpipe.
That's 33 ayes, 10 nays, and one shove it up your tailpipe. Which means it's a yes.
Wow, we just made a decision.
And that's how they do it in the radio business. Will Funky and the Director's Choir be tomorrow's spin on the heart waves? You decide. Not that we actually decided. There was no second option.
Franklin. Sign the top two contracts and we'll be on our way.
Hang on. All right, party of first party in the party.
Is there a problem? Did you not understand the terms before you agreed?
No, I just, I need something to sign with.
Oh, here you go, Tim. Good thing we got this pencil.
Very good.
15,421. 15,420. 15,419.
This is why one cannot place their trust in the untrained. Trust only in Heartlife and its approved managers. Trust only in these steel walls, still standing after all these years, and trust only in the knowledge that Heartlife will rise again, better, stronger, as the story of our fair city continues.
Loyal Policies, this is Heartlife executive producer Jeffrey Gardner. Thank you so much for listening. I have a challenge for you. If you like this show, go to patreon.com/heartlifenfp and pledge $1 a month to support the making of the show. That's just $12 a year for you. But if each of our listeners does this, it could mean a world of difference for the company and our artists. Patreon is so easy to sign up for, and it'll give you access to extra content, behind-the-scenes looks, and more. If you love this show, help make sure we can keep bringing it and a whole lot more like it to you. If you aren't able to support us on Patreon, share the show with a friend. Word of mouth is the best tool for finding new listeners. One more time, that's patreon.com/heartlifenfp. If you're already supporting us,
Thank you so much. And as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the year 1889, there was nowhere in the world more exciting than London, England.
Three cheers for Inspector Lestrade and the bad boys of Baker Street themselves, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson!
Solved by Sherlock Bloody Holmes of 221B Baker Street.
Well, with any luck, we'll get a new brutal murder any day now.
God, I wish.
It's truly shocking you haven't solved anything in 5 years.
The boys are both out of town for some case about a dog in Dartmoor this weekend. Sincerely, Martha Hudson.
London's number two detective team just became number one.
Fox and Stallion. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at 224bbaker or on our website, 224bbaker.com.
It's like they say, big breaks are 90% luck.
What's the other 10%?
Luck.